pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Shady Rays. SGPN is teaming up with Shady Rays for Shady May. Get 50% off of your Shady Rays using promo code SGPN and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady. for your chance to win $500. We're also brought to you by our Kentucky Derby contest. Winner gets a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
And taking the shot, the ground down, bailed. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws,
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, here to talk about some NBA player props for the Friday night and the weekend schedule. And I got my guy Chris here with me. Chris, what's going on, my man? How you doing this Friday, brother?
It's a beautiful Friday, you know. Excited to be here as always. Excited to, you know, talk about some player props. I always say this when I'm on the show, you know, the NBA playoffs is like a, it's like a Christmas gift for adults, and Santa keeps delivering, man. We've been getting, you know, some really good presents. I know we had a blowout last night, but yeah. It was good if you were on the right side, and I was. I knew that my Lakers would, you know, not necessarily have that, you know, the toughness and the competitive edge, I would say, to, you know, go in and steal both in Golden State, you know, motivation spot versus complacency. So, you know, we've been able to cash a lot of these road teams that look good in game one, you know, yeah. And you can kind of almost expect every single time that the, you know, the home team is not going to want to go into, you know, a road environment where they're down 0-2. So, you know, super motivated spot. And we've been able to make some cash there as far as, you know, they're playing different, you know, sides. But when it comes to the props, you know, you can kind of correlate those as well. You know, Anthony Davis, man, yeah. Hot, cold, off, on. So, yeah, you know, it's good, man. I'm happy to be here. Excited to get into it today with you as well, my guy.
It's almost like he can't put two, like, game, like, good games together. And I mean, if you've been paying attention to, especially in the playoffs, like, that's really been the case with Anthony Davis that, you know, we saw, like you mentioned, game one, what, 30 points, 23 rebounds for Anthony Davis last night. I mean, I think at least the sharper guys expected it to be a blowout. Or not a blowout, but at least, you know, Warriors to bounce back last night in game two, and they did in a big way after that first quarter. Speaking of Christmas gifts, Chris, I know we're talking about player props here, but if you had the under last night in the Lakers and the Warriors game, and if you got the opening number, you need to go buy yourself a lottery ticket because there was, I think, what, 2 points scored in that final, about 4 minutes and 20 seconds for the under to cash. I was sweating out a second half under. I was like, man, after that third quarter, I was like, this is toast. I turned the TV off at that point because the game was pretty much over. And then, you know, just for kicks and giggles, I checked the score again with about, it was like a 148 left in the game, and they hadn't scored a single point. I was like, damn, I got about a 10-point cushion here. I was like, this could probably get to the window. And after that, I think they only scored like two more points after that. And we got to the window for not only the full game, but the second half as well. So, yeah, Christmas did come a little early for under bettors yesterday. So maybe you need to, you know, go buy a lottery ticket, Chris. I know you're on the Warriors. Were you on that under train as well last night?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I should have made it a little easier for myself by taking the Lakers team total under, because it correlated with taking Golden State to win the game, and that Laker team total was 110.5, and I didn't play it. I thought the full game would go under, and we squeaked it out. But you take the Lakers team total under 110.5, and you don't even have a sweat at all, because they only scored 100 points last night. So yeah. We live and we learn,
Yeah, 100%. Some player performances last night, I think it was really led by, I think Clay was really the guy last night for the Golden State Warriors, trying to pull the box score as well. But also, they made a lineup change last night as well, did the Golden State Warriors. I know that the news came out that Kevon Looney was going to be coming off of the bench for the Golden State Warriors. And then a little bit later, we found out that he was dealing with an illness. Was Kevon Looney. So in that time they just started Jermichael Green for a little bit, but then it was pretty much, you're going to know it was going to be guys like, Dante DiVincenzo, Moses Moody. He played significant minutes last night, but last night it was really led by Klay Thompson, who finished the game with 30 points. He was 11 of 18 from the floor, 8 of 11 from three-point land. Steph Curry only got up 12 shots, but he also had 12 dimes in that game, and they really didn't need him when you have everybody else stepping up last night, Chris. 21 of 42 for the Golden State Warriors from beyond the arc. So anything that kind of stuck out to you either from the Warriors side or as far as player performances, and also on the Lakers side, anything that you saw?
I think the biggest thing, we kind of expected that from Anthony Davis, so I won't harp on that. Like, I cashed on his under PRA at 42.5, but I think the biggest thing was the guy that kind of feels like he gets overlooked, at least in my estimation. You mentioned him, Klay Thompson. Mm-hmm. This dude, we talk about the zigzag theory, with certain players, and Anthony Davis specifically, but Klay had a really good game one. He hit six threes in the first game, so for him to be able to, his confidence has to be at an all time high right now. Hitting eight threes yesterday, we know how much of a competitor, given the injuries that he's had in his career, and people could say, what they want about him, in negative ways. But this dude is a competitor, it doesn't matter how many championships he wins, how many threes he hits, how many records he breaks. I think, for us older guys, watching what it feels like is a, diluted, version of competitiveness in the NBA, having guys like Klay is refreshing for the league, in a lot of different ways. So, just watching him, the Lakers gonna have to figure that out. It seems like they, do their best job of being attached to him, but this guy really needs, a millisecond to be able to get his shot off. And he's never seen a shot that he doesn't like. So, how many three-point shots he's taking, how many three-point shots he's making, we know that, I think that they feel a sense of desperation. So the Lakers gonna have to figure that out. If they don't want Klay to be able to kind of keep it going, and he's one of those guys that you don't want to necessarily take his under. So I think, biggest performance is just for me, was watching Klay do what he did last night, specifically after coming off a good, a really good game anyway. I think people thought that Steph would bounce back, but being shadowed like he was with Jared Vanderbilt, it just kind of made sense for him to make the winning play, which last night was, the passing. So we'll see what adjustments will be made, but no matter what adjustment, is made, Klay's going to continue to shoot the ball the way that he does. Whether he makes them or misses them is something else. But, Klay was tremendous yesterday,
Yeah, Draymond Green also fell one assist short of a triple-double last night. 11 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists for Draymond Green. The Golden State Warriors had 38 assists on the 48 total baskets that they did make last night. Like I mentioned, also shooting 50% from the floor, and only one player, Klay Thompson, played above 30 minutes last night, which was right at 31 minutes last night. Everybody else was either at 30, 30, or under 30. So when you have a blowout situation like that, again, rest your starters in the fourth quarter. The next game is until, I believe, Saturday night, because not a huge travel situation going from San Francisco to L.A. So that's going to be a fun game back in L.A. on Saturday night. Chris, before we get into our player props here for tonight, let me tell everyone about Shady Rays and Shady May. Shady Rays is teaming up with SGPN for Shady May. Not only do you get an amazing 50% off, but you also have a chance to win $500. Shady Rays has you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays have durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. That's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after your purchase. If you don't love them, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. So go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off of two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Then take your receipt and go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win $500 for the Shady May contest. All right, Chris, we've got two games on the Friday night schedule and then two games each on the weekend as well. So we'll give you our three player props plus a best bet. You know, guys, how we usually rock it here. Chris, lead us off, my man. First player prop for this weekend. What do you got?
First player prop, you know, we are going to the game tonight. We are looking at, well, the first game tonight. Boston Celtics will be in Philadelphia trying to steal back home court advantage that was taken away from them. And I'm looking at let's go with Mr. Marcus Smart first. You know, I think, you know, I like Boston on the side in this one, but Marcus Smart, this guy's the gift that keeps on giving as well. You know, so back to the old people here. I talked about him on the last show. And what's crazy is, you know, the line hasn't moved. It hasn't moved at all. I talked about 19.5 or 20.5, which is where this number were. But I'm looking at his points, rebounds, and assists combined. Right now, line is -105 at the time of this recording. Overall on BetMGM is the best number. So not even having to lay that much juice at all. And it feels like a trap. And if it's a trap, you know, if I guess, you know, I'm trapped. Because this dude's continued to go over. He had 22 points, rebounds, and assists in game two of the win, and he only played 27 minutes. We know that was a blowout. He didn't play in the fourth quarter at all. So he just, it's a number that he just continues to cash. Overall, you know, he's now 6 of 7 and is in the playoffs so far this season. He continues to be a Swiss Army knife for this team. You know, what I think should be added is that, you know, he plays well on the road specifically, you know. Everybody's game does not translate on the road. So he's cleared this number in 4 straight road games, dating all the way back to the finals last year where they played Golden State. And he's also cleared this number in 9 of his last 11 playoff road games. If you go all the way back to the series last year with the Bucks when they were in the Eastern Conference Eastern Conference semifinals and the Miami Heat series as well. So I like Marcus Smart tonight. You know, if I don't like trying to figure out how he's going to do it, but I say he's been a little more aggressive shooting the ball. But I do expect him to be able to get a few rebounds and to get his assist up. He only had 2 assists in the last game, but I see a few more assists today. I see a few more rebounds, and I think he goes over this 20.5 points, rebounds, and assist line today. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned this last time you had bet this, and it cashed easily, that he's always good for about 3 to 4 rebounds a game. I think that you can pencil that in for sure for Marcus Smart. He had 5 in what game 2 against the Sixers, and it was really the scoring that really led the way for him in that game. And the opportunity was there for him to score the basketball because Jason Tatum spent a lot of that game in foul trouble for the Boston Celtics. And then, you know, Jaylen Brown had a good game as well, but you know, he was able to get to the basket. He was able to, you know, make the layups, the floaters that he was getting in game 2. We know he's also going to get up to 3-point attempts as well. He averages about close to 5 over the last 5 games for the Boston Celtics, and the assists are going to always be there as well. So, you know, like you mentioned with Marcus Smart, the opportunities that you get, whether it's with points, rebounds, and assists, are there. It's just how is Marcus Smart going to mold this for you, whether it's going to be with the rebounds and assists dominating that. He's been in double digit points in 5 straight games here for the Boston Celtics as well for the playoffs. I believe he's averaging close to 16 points per game as well. So, yeah, I mean, again, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it, right? So, yeah, I can definitely get behind Marcus Smart here tonight as well. Speaking of going back to the well, I'm going back to the well with Jaylen Brown, man. Another night where he got over 2.5 3-point shots made. I know we give that out as a best bet on the last episode that we did. And he bounced back very nicely. We talked about it, that he only got 10 shots up in game one, but we knew that he was going to get more shots up in game two. And he did. He got 17 shots up. He got, more importantly, 6 3-point shots up in game two, and he made 3 of them. So that now makes it at least, I think, 6 straight games where Jaylen Brown has made at least 2 3-point shots. 5 straight games now for Jaylen Brown where he's made at least 3 3-pointers. So right now I'm currently seeing that number at 2.5. Definitely shop around. I know the last time we talked about it, Chris, that it was at plus money. Right now the odds have adjusted to -110. And I think you were the one that pointed this out before, that when we were doing a show with RC on his show, that he's a better shooter on the road for whatever reason, man. So I think that's a great additional handicap that you can throw into this bet. So I'm gonna ride with something that worked for me as well. Jaylen Brown over 2.5 3-point shots made here tonight, Chris.
Yeah, no way I could talk you off. You know, like you said, dude shoots better on the road than he does at home. And he's also the Celtic that, to me, feels like is always the one that's more locked in, you know, if you know. So one thing the Celtics do is it's kind of elementary. You know, they shoot the ball when they're open, and when they're not open, they pass it, right? This is like one of the better passing teams in the league. So what that means is Marcus Smart, Derek White, Jason Tatum, even Jaylen Brown, they catch, you know, square up, triple threat, and they either pass it or they attack. And what that does is it creates all the three-point attempts for this team. So Jaylen Brown been extremely consistent in knocking them. Now, he also just doesn't have a problem, like, pulling up in your face. He can make those as well. I think it's just a level of focus that he has about his game, you know. So no way I could talk you off Jaylen Brown. Like you said, you cashed it on the best bet segment last game, and I could definitely see it happening again here tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's also really came out aggressive in game two for the Boston Celtics. And, you know, like I mentioned, they needed everything that they could get for him to secure that game two victory to even up the series. So we'll see if that continues here tonight for Jaylen Brown. All right, Chris, take us over to player prop number two, my man. What do you got?
Well, player prop number two, man, let's go. Let's just go in order. So let's go to second game that we have tonight. We have the Denver Nuggets traveling to Phoenix, trying to go up 3-0. And Phoenix, you know, back against the wall, desperation spot, will be without Chris Paul. I'm looking at Mr. Jamal Murray today. You know, I think because of the desperation, you know, Phoenix really has to lock in. I know that he didn't have the greatest game too, but I'm expecting him to continue to struggle here tonight as well. You know, I'm taking this under 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists. This number is playable at 34.5, I think, as well. But it's a -125 on season. So drinking a little bit of juice here as well. And you know, we talk about, you know, players, you know, taking that dip. And I think that's what we see. Like, this is similar to Anthony Davis, right? You know, taking that dip. This dude's averaging just 18.5 points, 13 rebounds and assists so far. So it's good for 31 points, rebounds, and assists in his two road games. We know that they played the Timberwolves in the last round. He's shooting just 40% overall, also in those road games, and 23%. You know, if I think that's the big thing, 23%, I think he's only making about a little over a 3 a game, and he's tempting about 6.5 per game in the three in the road game. So he's another thing I looked at the handicap is he's not doing a good job of getting to the free throw line. You know, if he's only averaging, he's averaging less than 3 free throw attempts as well. So I think, you know, the assists should be down just because Phoenix should be playing a tad bit better defense. You know, I just think that he struggles to score the ball in a, you know, super desperation spot for Phoenix. I like the game to go under today. So I think it correlates well with Jamal Murray also staying under his player prop, you know, under 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists for me. Like I said, playable at 34.5 as well.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, like, if you just took a look at the two road games so far this season, this postseason for Jamal Murray, the numbers are definitely down. I know they've played 3 more home games, and, you know, we've talked about it that, I mean, he's definitely not a role player, right? But, you know, players are more confident in their home building. And that's really been the case for Jamal Murray, where at home, like you mentioned, he's averaging, what, 28.6 points per game. But on the road so far in the two playoff games, 18.5 points. Shooting percentage is down. Free throw percentage is down. 3-point percentage significantly down, like you mentioned. So Yeah, I think that, you know, Jamal Murray's the engine that makes this offense go. I know we talk a lot about how Nikola Jokic is the focal point of this offense. But if Jamal Murray is on, you can feel that the energy is different with this Denver Nuggets team, right? And that they're able to put up a lot of points. So I can definitely get there with you. I think that if the Suns are going to want to win this game, it's going to have to be a low-scoring contest, and they're going to have to contain Jamal Murray and make somebody else beat them here tonight. So, yeah, definitely can get behind this for sure as well. All right, before we get into my second player prop here for tonight, let me tell everyone about Underdog Fantasy. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania 4 is here, and Underdog Fantasy has given away $15 million in prizes, plus plenty of ways to win with NBA, NHL, and MLB with their player prop parlays. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus of up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. It's also Kentucky Derby Week, and the notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, has all your Triple Crown bets. Plus, if you leave a review for the show wherever you get your podcast between now and Belmont Saturday, June 10th, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a canvas print of the Wolf's one-of-a-kind Fallen Bob painting. It's post time. And we have a bonus contest exclusively on the SGPN app for the Kentucky Derby. The winner gets a $100 SGPN gift card.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Chris, let me get into my second player prop here for tonight. I'm going to stay in the same game as you here. I'm going to stay with the Denver side as well. This number hasn't been adjusted, I don't think, because I saw this last night at the same number, but let me just double check here. Nikola Jokic rebounds. Yeah, 13.5 at minus 130 on DraftKings. But again, definitely shop around for the best number. Let me see if I can find a better number here.
We got a similar one, you know. I'll talk about mine in a second.
So right now on points bet, I see a minus 125. But look, he's been a rebounding machine here for the Denver Nuggets this postseason. He's averaging a 14, but you take a look at the first two games here, Chris. I mean, he's been just tearing it up on the glass. 16 rebounds in game two, 19 rebounds in game one. We go back to the series clinching game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. He had 17 rebounds in that game. So it's been a struggle for the Phoenix Suns, even during the regular season, Chris, that they weren't able to keep opposing big men off of the glass, right? We talk about DeAndre Ayton, and he just kind of stands around watching, not trying to get rebounds. We saw the videos, you know, on Twitter, but you know, Jokic is just a different animal. I mean, he's a walking triple-double. We've talked about this so many times, especially during the regular season as well. But also kind of sticks out to me is that he's also great at getting offensive rebounds, is Nikola Jokic. I know he only had 3 in game two, but he had 8 offensive rebounds in game one. Go back to that series clinching game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, he had 9 offensive rebounds in that game. So he's averaging close to 5 offensive rebounds over his last 5 games in the playoffs. And he's averaging around 15 rebounds per contest over his last 5 games as well. But again, in the first 2 games of this series, 35 total rebounds, averaging right around 17.5. So at 13.5, I think he continues a domination here tonight as well on the boards here, Chris. So Nikola Jokic over 13.5 rebounds for me.
Love him, you know, absolutely love it. Dude, it feels like he has a magnet that's attached to his hand and the other one is on the ball. And it just finds him every single time, you know, because he can't jump high, but he always, yeah, you know, it's all about hustle. It's all about effort. And, you know, it's all about will. And I think Jokic has a really, really strong will. You know, if nobody else on his team does, you know, he does. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday when I was talking to RC, mm-hmm, I was talking about, you know, them being down, with them being up, you know, 2-0, and you know, the desperation that you would expect the Phoenix Suns to come out with tonight. But, you know, especially with not having Chris Paul as well, guess who doesn't care, you know? Jokic does not care at all about not having your guys, because he's been in this situation for a couple of years now. So I don't expect him to take it lightly at all. And I expect him to be a dominant force tonight, you know, specifically on the glass for sure, you know.
All right, let's get over to player prop number 3. Chris, what do you got?
So let me talk about my version of Jokic, you know. Yeah. I'm taking Jokic points plus rebounds. I'm throwing the points in there as well. Over 39.5, odds are best on Bet365, available at -120. So Jokic over 39.5 points plus rebounds. And you know, I kind of just talked about it a little bit, you know, but it, you know, if it's one guy that I think is going to get their numbers for Denver, it is Jokic, right? I think he's the guy, right? If you look at the, you know, from a numbers perspective, outside of the, you know, the will and the, you know, the effort that he puts in and the professionalism that he brings towards the game every day, you know, this guy's averaging 41 points plus rebounds in the playoffs so far. And that's on the road, you know. Those are just the 2 road games that he played last series against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they have much bigger defenders, right? Karl Anthony Towns, guys like Rudy Gobert. So I love that. I love that part of it. And I just, honestly, I just don't think Phoenix has an answer for him specifically. You know, no, I think they could try like a lot of different things with, you know, like trying to keep Kevin Porter Jr. contained and, you know, staying away from, you know, keeping a body on KCP. But I just don't feel like they have an assignment for Jokic, and I don't know what you do about that. Just like you said, based on his ability to just shoot the ball so efficiently, I think he was the most efficient player in the NBA, had the highest offensive rating as far as players go. And I think he's going, you know, try to keep it coming today, you know, to help his team be in the best position to go up 3-0 today. So Jokic over 39.5 points plus rebounds, you know, is what I locked in on Bet365, -120 odds.
And if you even go back to the regular season, Chris, the 2 games this season, 41 points, 15 rebounds in one game. He had 21 points and 18 rebounds in the other game. And also kind of, I think it's also correlated, like what you mentioned with Jamal Murray earlier, that if Murray's not on his A game, especially in the road games, it seems like, you know, Joker's been that guy in the road games, at least, where, you know, he's kind of picked up the slack offensively for the Denver Nuggets. Going back to round 1, he had a 43-point game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I just talked about the rebounds there. The points have been there for him as well. And honestly, like, his shot attempts have gone through the roof over the last 4 games dating back to the Minnesota series, Chris. So last 4 games, 26 shot attempts, 29 shot attempts, 31 in game 1 against Phoenix, and then 30 in game 2 against the Phoenix Suns again. So, I mean, can we just imagine that if even in the regular season, that if Joker was getting this many amount of shot attempts, he would easily be averaging 40 points per game for the Denver Nuggets. So, yeah, I think that, again, if Jamal Murray, we had that expectation that he hasn't performed well on the road, that somebody else has to step up, and Nikola Jokic has been that more consistent player for this team. So definitely can't get behind Jokic. I can't talk you off. That's not a trend that I want to get in front of right now. All right, for my 3rd player prop here, Chris, I'm also going to stay in the same game here as well. this may be more of a buy low situation, or, you know, maybe more of a contrarian play, but I think with Chris Paul out, I'm assuming Campaign gets a start at point guard. If not, he's going to be the first one off the bench. I see his assist at 5.5 here for tonight. I'm going to take the over on that. I do think that he'll see a significant bump in minutes here tonight, and kind of going back to the regular season as well. So when Chris Paul was out with the injury, Campaign was a starting point guard for this Phoenix Suns team. And kind of just looking at the game log this season for Campaign without Chris Paul, he averaged 7.1 assists per game. It was a total of 15 games that Campaign played without Chris Paul. And 11 of those 15 games, he had 6 or more assists in those games. And I think that's something that may continue here tonight. Again, he was dealing with a back injury, played 17 minutes in game one, sorry, in game two, when Chris Paul did leave. But I think he should be getting the start here tonight. Obviously, it's going to be a desperation situation here for the Phoenix Suns, being down, you know, 2-0 in this series. Expect Devin Booker to have a big night. Expect Kevin Durant to have a big night. I expect Campaign to be that guy to find those two players and his other teammates as well to rack up the assists. It's not a big number. It's at 5.5. I think if he does get over this number here tonight, that number is only going to go up in game four. But I think Campaign is going to have play a huge part tonight for the Phoenix Suns. So in a buy low situation, I'll take the over here. Give me the over 5.5 for Campaign here tonight, Chris.
Yeah, no way I could talk you off of that. You know, perfect buy low situation, especially the given the desperation that this team is, you know, it's kind of, you know, the situation at the end with the, you know, potentially going down, you know, 3-0. He has to come out. Yeah, he has to come out and be aggressive. He has to be assertive. And you, like you said, the minutes are, I mean, who else is going to take on that role, you know, as the, you know, as the point guard? So I absolutely love this spot. I also love that he's coming off a bad game. So perfect bounce back situation. We always talk about zigzag with teams, but seemed like a really good zigzag spot with, you know, with Campaign here as well. I think he only had maybe 2 points on like 1-for-7 shooting, if I'm remember correctly, or might not even made a shot in the last game. So I love that portion as well. You know, if I think points and assists could also be looked at, I think it's 16.5 or something like that. So like the spot for Campaign a lot tonight, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, so game two, he played 17 minutes. He was 1-of-7 from the floor, 0-of-4 from three-point line. Did obviously score 2 points, only had one assist. But I think there may be also be some value on his three-point shot here tonight as well. It is at 1.5, but it's at +150 over on DraftKings right now. I think also the attention that Devin Booker and Kevin Durant are going to command on the defensive side for the Denver Nuggets. That should open up opportunities for guys like Campaign to get the looks, right? I mean, he got 4 attempts up in game two. Maybe gets around the same amount of looks in this game, maybe a little more as well. At +150 for him to knock down 2 or more, I mean, it is Campaign. We don't know. I mean, there's games where he looks great for the Phoenix Suns, and there's games like he's recently played that, you know, he doesn't get the playing time and he doesn't, you know, get the shots to fall down as well. But I think obviously with Chris Paul out, he's going to have a much bigger role, an expanded role here for the Phoenix Suns. So definitely a buy low situation here as well for Campaign. So that was another look I was contemplating.
I will be taking that look as well. You know, that seems like a nice little, you know, sprinkle, man. Campaign, I'll probably take his threes and, you know, just ladder him up just a tad bit. Cause, like you said, the attention that Kevin Durant and Devin Booker are going to garnish tonight, it's no way I could not, you know, at least, you know, just indulge a little bit on some Campaign 3-point props. I was, while you were saying that, I mean, I was also going back and looking at his game log, he's 3-for-5 to the over on the 1.5. Mm-hmm. And one of the last 4 games that he played, he actually hit 4-for-7. He was in one of those games as well. So like you mentioned, you know, if the looks are going to be there, 4, 9, 4-7 in the last four games during the regular season without CP3 in the lineup, I could not talk anybody off of, you know, just putting a little sprinkle on campaign. Definitely taking his, you know, his ladder on his threes.
Maybe at the beginning of the season, when Chris Paul was missing, or the first few games where Chris Paul was out back in November, there's a stretch where he made two or more in five of those first six games. And he also had, he was getting up the attempts as well. So we'll look out for that here for tonight. It's obviously something to keep in mind here for campaign. So yeah, we'll be watching him closely. All right, Chris, let's get into our best bets here for tonight. Where are you taking us for your best bet?
So let's go to one of the games that actually isn't tonight. Let's go to Knicks versus Heat.
Okay.
So this game will be played over the weekend, and I've always throughout the season, you know, I've struggled with betting Miami Heat player props, because outside of Jimmy Butler, who, you know, who's come out publicly and said that he really doesn't care about the regular season, I think we all kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
It's difficult to figure out with, you know, these role players. There's a team full of role players. They do have Bam Adebayo, of course, Tyler Herro's out. But the guy that stuck out to me just, you know, watching the games, doing the research, you know, is Caleb Martin. I like Caleb Martin a lot. So what I'm going to play is his points, rebounds, and assists, just because he's another Swiss Army knife for the Miami Heat. That number is 15.5, and the best odds you can get right now is -110, so you're not laying too much juice over on BetMGM. So you look at Caleb Martin, you know, I'm watching him. This guy, is, you know, just continues to be really aggressive, pretty efficient as well. He's over in six of his last seven throughout the playoffs so far this season. With and without Jimmy Butler, he's going to be out there. His minutes are pretty much guaranteed. You look at the playoffs in totality, you know, if he's only averaging 27 minutes, which, you know, it's a pretty low number. For 27 minutes, he should be able to get there. But in the two games so far, in this series against the Knicks specifically, 31 and 37 minutes, you know, if you're telling me that I can get this number at 16 and this guy's going to be out there for 30 plus minutes, I feel like it's a number I got to take. 11 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 2 assists in the series. So, you know, it's good for 18 points, rebounds, and assists. This crowd, I think, is going to be rocking first game back home with them having a chance to go up 2-1 after stealing home court advantage at the Garden in game one. So even with Jimmy Butler back, we don't know if he's going to be 100% or not. But even if he is 100%, he's still going to need those guys to kind of step up around him. And I think Caleb Martin, given this opportunity, given, you know, what he's been able to do in this series so far, you know, it's earned him, you know, a few extra minutes from Spoelstra and that coaching staff. So give me Caleb Martin at the best bet, you know, over 15.5 points, rebounds, and assists, -110, best odds on BetMGM.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the two home games against Milwaukee in round one, Chris. He averaged 10 rebounds per game in those two games. He had an 11-rebound game and a 9-rebound game, and also was in double digits scoring in those two games. Now, you talked about fast forward to this series. He's played 30-plus minutes in both games. And again, we talked about a lot, like role players step up in home games, and I think this is another opportunity. I 100% expect Jimmy Butler to play in this game on Saturday, right? But it's kind of the theme for me has been kind of trying to stay away from the points props of the star players, where there's the books are putting a tax on it because, you know, everybody wants to go bet the overs on the Kevin Durant's, the, you know, the Jokic's of the world, the Jimmy Butler's of the world, the Giannis's of the world, the Jalen Brunson's of the world, you know. But it's really been about finding those value plays like you just did here on Caleb Martin, where the minutes are up, the shot attempts are up, he's going to get the rebounds. And again, he's very pivotal to the success of this Miami Heat team. So I can't talk you off. I think it's a great number there because he has gotten it done in what, 3 of the last 5 games for the Miami Heat. And again, being back at home, I think they're going to play a lot better here today on Saturday for the Miami Heat. So yeah, definitely can get behind this as well. All right, for my best bet, I'm going to stay here in the game here tonight between the Sixers and the Celtics, and I am going with Joel Embiid's over on his blocks at 1.5 here, Chris. It's a little bit juiced at -135, But he's gotten this done in, I want to say, every game that he's played in the playoffs. So the three games that he played in the first round against the Nets, two blocks, three blocks, two blocks. And then we saw yesterday, or sorry, in game two, where he did return, only played 27 minutes, his first game back. You know, he said he was trying to get the rust off, but he had five blocks in that game. And I think we talked about this as well, is that he had like four blocks like midway through the second quarter there. So even dating back to the regular season there, Chris, it was against Miami and Boston. He had two blocks each in those games as well. So in the last seven games, or sorry, the last six games that Joel Embiid has played, he's recorded a minimum of two blocks in all of those games. Right now on FanDuel, you could get this at minus 135 for over 1.5 blocks. Not sure how, you know, how much lift he has on the offensive side, but we saw that this, his, just his pure length, his wingspan, and his height was able to get some block shots on the defensive end for the Philadelphia 76ers. So at minus 135 for a player that's done this in six straight games dating back to the regular season, I'm going to take that over 1.5 all day, Chris. So best bet for me, Joel Embiid, over 1.5 blocks.
No way I could talk you up. You know, this dude's going to be so hyped tonight back at home for, you know, playing in his first game since, what was it, game two? The first round, you know, so
and
you know,
he should be getting the MVP trophy tonight too, right?
That was the next thing I was going to mention, right? So it's been, you know, it's been quite a while since he had a chance to lace him up, you know, in front of the home crowd, city of brotherly love, and you know, getting that MVP award is going to be helpful. I think, you know, there is some speculation that he may not be 100%, but even a, you know, a 90% version of Joel Embiid could go out here and get three or four blocks, you know. So, you know, with this number being 1.5, the Celtics are going to continue to try to score in the paint. I think they showed that in the last game. Like, just because Embiid came back doesn't mean that they're going to settle for threes. They're still going to try to attack the rim. Jaylen Brown still might try to dunk on him. Might be Jason Tatum tonight. And Joel Embiid does not go for that, man. I think a part of him winning MVP, you know, is because he brings it on, you know, both ends. Dude's, you know, really wants to win. So no way I could talk you off of Joel Embiid, you know, being back at home. That crowd's going to be hype, and Joel Embiid is going to have a lot of adrenaline rushing through his body, you know, trying to get his team to a win and propel him to be up in the series here, you know. So I like the Joel Embiid blocks.
Yep. So hopefully we can cash in on our best bets here for this weekend. So a lot of great player props we threw out there. And again, excited for all these games here. Three out of the four series right now are tied up at one apiece. Hopefully Phoenix can get on the board here tonight and get their first victory in the series against the Denver Nuggets. And we have a series in that game, in that series as well, if Phoenix can win here tonight on Friday night. But other than that, man, definitely looking to the playoffs through the weekend here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Should be a great night and a great weekend of NBA playoffs. So hopefully we can cash some tickets here. Chris, anything else you want to mention before we get out of here, buddy?
Nah, man. I'm excited for the games. Appreciate you, doing the show again, you know. Always excited. Always enjoy it. You know, just the knowledge that you bring, the, you know, all the good stuff that we kind of talk about. Really enjoy the conversational piece and hope that the audience does as well, man. Best of luck to everyone this weekend. You know, definitely enjoy the games and let's get some cash while we're doing it as well.
Yeah, let's cash some tickets here tonight. So, again, Kentucky Derby this weekend. Make sure to get into the contest over on the SGPN app and also check out the Notorious OTB podcast. They got all your winners there for the Kentucky Derby. All right, good luck with your bets here this weekend. Let's break these books off and let it ride.